كري جني وانتو على الاخير المطار كري
Currently, less than 10% of girls complete their primary education, and as few as 1% of them attend the less than 100 secondary schools that serve the millions of people living in southern Sudan. In addition, there are significantly low numbers of qualified women educators, according to UNICEF assessment. Educating a girl means educating a nation. When a girl is educated, she can better take care of her family, give good nutrition to her child, and she will know what to do when the child is sick, but also in terms of economic dependence.
My name is Girl Susie Anong Lomoro. According to the issue of girls' education or girls being deprived from education, we have so many reasons. And one of the most important reasons that is that our culture, you know, our culture does not give us chance really, especially the ladies or the girls, for education. You know why? Because they say it. A girl doesn't have any chance of helping their parents. So you are there only for their dowry. They keep you only because after you grow up, you will be married and they need dowry, that's all. So you don't have any use at the family.
Susie is lucky among thousands of other girls in South Sudan who couldn't complete their primary education. She is proud to have reached a college level. She is a student in the Catholic University of Sudan, Faculty of Art, Business and Administration, Department of Economic.
I'm Caroline Alia. The future of this country is not only going to depend on the men or the boys, but also the girls can do something. So because of this belief that girls are always there to be home, to be married, and to get dowry for the parents, the girls also lose the morale and also believe that they are supposed to be in the house. But I prove you people wrong that girls need the education because they are the future. They need the education and you need to give them the chance.
People are beginning to understand how culture negatively affects girls' education in South Sudan and are beginning to do something. Father Michael is a Jesuit priest from the United States who have worked in different countries in Africa. He has established the Catholic University of Ghana and also he founded the Catholic University of Mozambique and is now here in Sudan as the Vice Chancellor of the Catholic University.
Sunday school ta ede sukuru rabona. Sunday school ta ede sukuru rabona. Odi muhabale ala fiambita alel. Odi muhabale ala fiambita alel.
Notara kiregeni maintu kiregeni maintu alela hile. Notara kiregeni maintu kiregeni maintu alela hile.
As you've indicated, young women are so often vital elements within the family economy that they are expected to help their mothers, especially if there are other if the family is large, tending to younger brothers and sisters, helping mother, preparation of food, drawing water, sometimes cultivation, and so on. But there's a recognition that many of these tasks should be shared also with the young men. It's a slow process, but I think it is, there are many signs of encouragement. And I think at every level, education-wise, church-wise, government-wise, we continue to need that positive encouragement. And I think it is beginning to happen.